Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you ready for me to say it? I do it every year. Happy Church New Year! Today, the church begins a new year, a new dawning, a new time to pause and reflect and move forward. A time to add some things that might have fallen away in our daily lives, and also a penitential season to cut out some of those things that we simply do not need. Advent is a time where the church repents, much like Lent, that's why we have the same colors, a time to fast in preparation for the feast of Christmas. It is a time to prepare our hearts, our bodies, our minds, our souls for Christ's second coming. Advent, from Adventus, meaning the coming. You see, Jesus Christ is coming back. We look forward to celebrating his first coming, all the while we pray without ceasing, Amen, come Lord Jesus. You see, as Christians, we want his return. We want him to take us away from sin, death, the devil, and destruction. We pray for this. The hymn that we just sang is one of my absolute favorite hymns. No, it was not written by Luther or Gerhard. It is much older than that. It was written by St. Ambrose of Milan. To help you understand just how long ago that was, St. Ambrose was the bishop who baptized St. Augustine. We're talking about 1700 years old. Luther did take this hymn, brought it into the German that the Lutherans may sing it, and we sing it today in English. Ambrose wrote vehemently defending the godhood of Jesus Christ. The fact that God took on human flesh, incarnation, flesh, carnal. God took on flesh to be born into our world, to see our suffering, and to deliver us from it. Every one of these words drips with who Jesus is, that he is fully God and yet fully man. That he has always been and always shall be, that he is without beginning and without end, and yet, at his proper time, was born into our world by a miracle through a virgin. Savior of the nations, come, we pray, we desire God's return. Our gospel lesson may seem strange to us. The first lesson of the new church year being Palm Sunday's reading. But if you remember what I've just said about his coming, it makes perfect sense. You see, our Lord rides in. All those years ago, he rode in humbly on a donkey. Behold, your king is coming to you, Zechariah prophesied, and it was fulfilled. The people cried out in multitudes, laying down their cloaks, waving palm branches, and crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! Jesus Christ, David's son, yet David's Lord. When the new heavens and the new earth come to us, when Christ does finally return, we will wave palm branches as they did that day. And we will sing out eternally. That is our trust. That is our hope as Christians. That is why you gather here today, to hear of your sins forgiven because of what Jesus Christ has done for you, and to rest in the certain hope of that day, of the resurrection of those saints who have gone before us, of the day when we will hear the trumpets sound, and all of this pain and suffering and death and destruction will all pass away, and we will be around David's son and yet David's Lord for eternity. That is our hope. Ad te levavi, to you we look up. To Jesus Christ we look up. We see our Lord and Savior high and lifted up, hanging on a tree for us. We need that, because we can't do it on our own. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. When you don't know what else to do, when you are suffering and sad, lift up your soul to the Lord, that he may cleanse you, that he may grab hold of you and say, dear son, dear daughter, I love you. You are mine. You were bought with a price. When you hurt, I hurt with you. When you rejoice, I rejoice with you. Rest and hope in me. Yes, Advent is a good time to prepare. A good time to return to the things that matter most. Your faith, your family. We have an Advent wreath in church. But that isn't how the tradition started. No, it was actually a family devotion. Families would gather around the table to do their nightly devotions, and they would light a candle. Your households used to have this. We've lost some of these household traditions. We have pew racks in your pews, and obviously they're empty right now, but they were designed to be empty because families would bring their hymnal from home. The hymnal wasn't designed to just be used on Sunday mornings. It was designed to be used as a devotional tool in the home. We have beautiful Advent hymns. Learn to re-sing them or relearn to sing them in your own homes that you may rejoice. Gather around the table. An Advent wreath is not very expensive. Light a candle, say a prayer, sing a hymn, devote yourself to God's word. That when Jesus Christ returns, he may find you in the faith. That he may say to you, dear son, dear daughter, you are mine for eternity. And as you have confessed me in this life, you will confess me to all eternity. Behold, the days are coming. It's repeated again in Jeremiah's prophecy. The days are coming. Jesus Christ is going to return. Are we prepared for that return? Have we listened to God's word? Have we read it? Have we marked it? Have we inwardly digested it? St. Paul writes of Jesus' completion of the fulfillment of the law. And he says, owe no one anything except to love one another. You know the words. Love God and love your neighbor. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, Jesus said, and St. Paul returns that to the Romans. Do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Last week we sang those beautiful words, wake, awake, for night is flying. And it surely is. You are about to enter, if you haven't already, the hustle and bustle of commercial Christmas. But here in church, we stop. We pause. We slow down to focus on what truly matters. It's not the material blessings that God gives us. It's the eternal treasures. The eternal treasures of Jesus Christ. The eternal treasures of him washing you in baptism. Of his proclamation that your sins are forgiven. Of his treasure, of his body and blood for you. The eternal treasures of your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and for some great-great-grandchildren, all the way down the line, that God may work faith in you, that God may work faith in them, that they are eternal treasures to him. We carry this faith. We share this faith with our children and our loved ones because there is an eternity. And we desire for their fellowship with us. Wake, awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Every single day moves us closer to Christ's return. Every single day moves us closer to that final judgment day. May our faith grow stronger, not weaker in perilous times. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Put off the night. You do not need to live as those who have no hope. You do not need to live as those who have no Jesus. Live as God's children, casting off the works of the dark, putting on the works of the light. Let his light shine through you. Be an example to your neighbors. Love your neighbors as yourself. Jesus Christ died for you, and he died for them too. Every person that you meet is a person that Jesus Christ died for. Every person that you meet is a person in need of his salvation. And every person that you meet is in need of hearing that gospel. So share it. Share it freely. Let it flow through who you are. Rejoice in Christ. Reach out. Touch people. Let God use you as his instrument. And let the world rejoice in the coming of the Christ. The church sings. For you are the Father's Son, who in flesh the victory won. By your mighty power make whole all our ills of flesh and soul. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.